The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. Well, just a couple of brief thoughts. That's all. And then we're going to move on. The impeachment hearings continue. They are going on as we speak. I've listened as much as I could today, and I've read the different news sites, and another day of nothing. Nothing. Now, it's like we're living in parallel universes. I hear the testimony, I read the testimony, you know, for myself, and then I read the headlines, like from the Washington Post, and honestly, I go, are you listening to what I'm listening to? Where are you getting this? It was like yesterday. Bombshell! There was no bombshell yesterday. In fact, yesterday was a very, very, very good day for the president and his defenders. Direct testimony. President Trump said, I want nothing from Ukraine. No quid pro quo. Just tell Zelensky to do the right thing. The Democrats' star witness. Those were almost his exact words. Conjecture, hearsay, thoughts, and again, another evidence. The liberal left does not deal with truth or fact, but emotion and hysteria. Now, let me repeat that, and most of you know this, but if you don't, you need to learn this. The liberal left does not deal with fact or truth, but emotion and hysteria. Most of the witnesses that the Democrats have brought up have said, well, he made me feel bad. He hurt my feelings. I didn't like the way he treated me. Today, Dr. Hill, I'm not sure where she's from. She's either England or possibly Scotland. And she is a naturalized American citizen, loves the country. But the big takeaway from her testimony today was sometimes the president made me feel bad. Okay, that's too bad. And I feel bad. And sometimes the president has not treated women the way he should. I don't think there's any controversy about that. But you don't impeach a president. But it's about feeling and emotions and hearsay, and I heard. And I was thinking about it,
When I came back to work today and I was coming up the elevator just thinking about this thing, because I'm always trying to make a connection between what's happening in the political world and what's happening in the theological world. And this thing of the liberal left, there is so much overlapping between the theological and the political. In the political world, the liberal progressive left does not care about truth or fact, but about emotion and hysteria. The president made me feel bad. The president made me feel bad. The president made the Ukrainians feel bad. And in the world of theology, now think about this. The way the liberal theologians interpret the Bible is not, let's find out what God says. It's, I don't feel good about that interpretation. And I don't think that a loving God would do this. I don't feel like a loving God would send somebody to hell. I don't feel like anyone should be deprived of heaven. I feel that a loving God would just have everybody to go to heaven. That's how I feel. And the God that I like makes me feel this way. Rather than taking the word of God at face value, all right, let's find out what God says, because God is God. He can say or do anything he wants to do because he's God. So let's find out what he says and just treat it as truth. The liberal left approaches it from emotion and feeling. That's why there is a denial of hell. That's why there is a denial of the judgment of God, even the anger of God towards sin. Well, that makes me feel bad. And I don't want to serve a God that makes me feel bad. I want to serve a God that makes me feel good. And you think about this. Now, just think about this. Much of contemporary Christian music today is about what? Doctrinal truth or feeling? Now just think about it. Now, hey, by the way, is God opposed to feeling? Of course not. Should we abandon feeling? Of course not. But feeling is derived from truth, not the other way around. In other words, what we believe to be truth, what we find to be truth in the Word of God, will lead us to certain feelings, but how we feel never, ever should lead us to what we assume to be truth. Are you with me on that? The foundation is truth, which leads to feeling. The foundation is not feeling, which leads to truth. And for the liberal theologian and almost all of the mainline Protestant denominations, the foundation is, how do I feel? How do you feel? How do we feel? And then let's go to the Bible and interpret the Bible in light of the way we feel. Let's determine our view, our concept of God, based on what we feel. I don't feel that God would be just if he did this. I don't feel that it's fair. I don't feel that it's fair that God would cause anyone to go to hell. It just doesn't make me feel good. And that's exactly what's happening in these impeachment proceedings as well. There is no proof, no evidence whatsoever of any kind of impeachable offense. There's been a lot of testimony. Donald Trump does things like other presidents don't do. He has said unkind things. He operates in a way that other presidents don't. He is not the typical politician. He doesn't know. He doesn't always follow the political channels that you're supposed to. And all of those things are true. He is not your typical politician. Far from it. No, he does not follow the political channels like most presidents have, because most presidents have been professional politicians before they became president. He doesn't fit the mold. He doesn't fit the norm. He does things in extraordinary, unusual, out of the ordinary ways. And sometimes he hurts people's feelings. He's brash. He's bold. And sometimes he's unkind. But that's not why you impeach a president, how he makes people feel. So, and I said I was just going to spend a moment on this, and pardon me, but I wanted to illustrate the further truth that the liberal left, whether it's political or theological, does not really care about truth. It's about feeling and emotion. All right. Now, done, finished, over with that, at least for now, unless something breaks, or maybe some of you want to talk about the whole impeachment thing later on, and if so, that's fine. When we come back, headline, former Athens County scout leader sentenced. Well, what a sad story.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I'll get to this former Athens County Boy Scout leader, but somewhat breaking news has happened about 30 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago. A Franklin County judge has sentenced Quentin Smith to life without parole plus 26 and a half years in prison for killing Westerville police officers Eric Joring and Anthony Morelli. In listening to the judge's sentencing, the most moving thing was an email written to the judge by the Joring family, Eric Joring's family, written to the judge. And I have looked and looked and looked to try to find the text of the email. And not surprisingly, local news sources are not reporting it. Maybe they will. But anyway, at the very end of the sentencing hearing, after the judge had announced the sentence, he looked at Quentin Smith and read an email from the Joring family. And I wish I could quote it to you verbatim. I can't. But they basically said, Mr. Smith, you know, you were shot several times. Are you wondering why you survived? Are you wondering why you are still alive? We believe that God spared you so that you would have an opportunity to repent, because God loves you and wants you to spend eternity in heaven. And maybe the reason that you did not die, because he was shot five times. I don't remember which of the police officers. One of the police officers was only shot once, and it was a fatal shot. Quentin Smith was shot five times and survived. But the Joring family wanted the killer of their husband, father, to know they were praying for him, and they believed that he was spared and he did not die, so he would have an opportunity to repent, admit what he had done, and accept salvation. It was powerful, and you could tell that the judge was deeply moved by the email. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope tomorrow I'll come and clarify and apologize. I don't expect any of the local TV stations to report that. I think it was the most moving part of the sentencing hearing today. All of the newscasts, 5, 6, 10, 11, all of them will be covering the sentencing of Quentin Smith, because this is a huge local story. And I will be deeply, deeply surprised if any of them report the powerful email sent to the judge, asking the judge to read it to the man who killed their loved one. It's powerful. Very, very powerful. I don't think any of us know how we would respond to something like that until we would go through it. I would pray that you and I would have that kind of grace, because that's the grace given to us through Jesus Christ. All right, here's the story I was telling you about. A former Athens County scout leader and youth coach has been sentenced to prison. It should say prison again, after being convicted of child pornography charges. 75-year-old Richard Lee Adams was convicted on one count of pandering obscenity involving a minor or impaired person and 31 counts of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor or impaired person. The judge sentenced him to 25 to 27 and a half years. Now remember, he's 75 years old. He's been sentenced to 25 to 27 and a half years. And here's the bizarre part. He is now also classified as a Tier 2 sex offender, which requires registration for 25 years with in-person verification every 180 days. Well, he will be 75. I don't think there's any way in the world he will ever get out of the prison. He will die there. But get this. Adams, a former Boy Scout leader and youth sports coach in Nelsonville, spent 1989 through 1993 in prison for gross sexual imposition involving a child. So he got out in 1993. He went back to prison in 1999 for 12 years for convictions of rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition. So he got out in 2011, and now he is going to prison again, and I would hope for the rest of his life, for kiddie porn, child pornography. How in the world did this guy ever become a Boy Scout leader and a youth sports coach? His imprisonment for sexual crimes with children go all the way back to 1989. And he has been sentenced to 25 to 27 and a half years in prison. And then real quickly, you remember the controversy over at the University of Virginia on Veterans Day? For many, many years, at the end of the commemoration on campus, they had a 21-gun salute. And the administration of the university, including University President Jim Ryan, issued a statement, no 21-gun salute. We don't want to frighten the children on campus with a 21-gun salute. Well, veterans groups in Virginia and around the country were not happy campers. And as a result, the president of the University of Virginia said, oops. In fact, he said, quote, sometimes you just make mistakes. It's too late now to rectify it for this year. But the president of the University of Virginia has issued a new policy, and the traditional 21-gun salute will return next year. Yeah, every once in a while, common sense prevails. Every once in a while. Have you heard what Franklin Graham has said about Chick-fil-A? If you haven't, you're about to. Hang on, we'll be right back.